Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Watt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eddie Watt. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Snyder moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Alvis trying to get to third. Snyder throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Alvis for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Hinton moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Whitfield moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Belfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitfield tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-1 in the game. Palfari takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Watt, and towards Robinson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-2 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bowens moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. as Q hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulthari. Alvis reaches second base with a double. As Q goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Luis Tiant now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulthari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulthari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bulthari hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hinton scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves takes first base on ball 4. As Q moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rosnovsky for a passed ball. As Q moves to third. Alves moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teaunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.